Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 167 of Ask Pat. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. I am doing fantastic. And before we get to today's question from Carrie, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting solution, helping millions of small business owners, including myself, save time with invoicing and getting paid faster. And obviously, keeping track of your accounting. And come tax season, it's going to help you out so much. It's something I wish I knew about when I was first starting out. So if you'd like to get a free trial of FreshBooks, just head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Now let's get to today's question from Carrie.
Hey Pat, this is Carrie Clark from speechandlanguagekids.com. First of all, let me just say thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I found your podcast about 2 years ago, and by following the suggestions on it, I've been able to quit my job, start a private practice, and now I have a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, and two ebooks that I'm selling on my website. I'm just so grateful for everything you've done for me. I am ready now to take that next bold move, though, and I've decided that I'd like to write a book to publish on a bigger platform such as Amazon. So following your teachings, I've asked my followers what they wanted. I have a great topic in mind, and I've started a Facebook group full of supporters for me. So now it's time to start writing, and I have to admit I am completely overwhelmed and have no idea where to start. So I'd love to hear your advice on how to get started on a project that seems so huge and overwhelming. Maybe some information about how you got started writing your ebook, and just taking in all this information. Thanks so much, Pat. You're wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing.
Carrie, thank you so much for today's question. And before I get to the answer, I just want to say thank you also for just sharing out loud like how I've been able to help you with your business. And congratulations on quitting your job and doing your own thing. It sounds like you're doing amazing things. And you know, to hear things like that, that's why I do what I do. So, you know, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I know you don't have to, but that's completely motivating for me. So I'm going to do my best here to answer your question for you. And I think a book is a logical next step for you, especially on a platform like Amazon or perhaps a traditionally published book. But whatever the case may be, it can be a challenge to start. And I know this from my own experience because I started a book once. Before my book Let Go came out, I started another book, which actually never finished. And it was about this whole Be Everywhere strategy, which you're obviously implementing, Carrie, being on all these different platforms. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, right? Like starting to write that book. I remember spending, you know, 2 hours. I had a block of 2 hours finally. With the kids, it's tough to find that much time. But I found that block of 2 hours and I sat down on my computer and I was going to write. And then after 2 hours, I had like a paragraph. It was like so hard. And what's crazy is like I can crank out a blog post, I can crank out 4,000 words in an evening, but I can't even write a page worth in a couple hours when writing a book. There's just something about it, it's very intimidating. That's for sure. And I know that you're feeling that right now. So here are some tips I can give you. First of all, a lot of this is also mentioned in eBooks The Smart Way, which is my free giveaway. If you go to eBooksTheSmartWay.com, you can download that book. It's a great guide to help you sort of manage the book writing process. It also talks about marketing it and also automating the selling of that too. However, you can use the beginning part in terms of outlining the book and mind mapping, which I'll talk about in a second, to help get you started no matter what you're going to do with the final copy. So mind mapping. That's where I would start. Whatever your topic or idea is, put that at the middle of your mind map bubble. And you can use a tool like MindJet, or I use MindMeister.com. What a mind map is, for those of you who don't know, it's a way to visualize what's going on in your brain. And it's cool because you can organize and sort of see patterns and recognize situations that could arise and eventually become an outline for your book. That's usually what happens if you spend a little bit of time with your mind map. So your central topic is at the middle, and then you start to sort of bubble diagram different topics out of it, and then you can create connections and go, you know, get into hierarchies and stuff like that. And there's no wrong answers. Just put whatever's in your brain in there, Carrie. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start to see patterns and you can start moving things around. And those things eventually become your outline or your table of contents. And that's where you would start. And then from there, you just simply take those different parts. You know, you have your giant book and you've ordered it correctly after you find out all the different things you want to talk about. And you've dumped all your brain into that mind map and into a table of contents. Then you essentially treat each one of those pieces of that table of contents, sort of those subtopics or chapters, if you will, just like blog posts. And you just focus on that. And that's one of the hardest things to do, especially when you have this huge book you want to write and you're thinking about, okay, where's it going to go in the next few chapters, or how are you going to end it, or even how you're going to start it, or what the title is going to be. Don't even worry about that stuff. Start with the easy parts first. You don't even have to start from page one. You could start with, you know, chapter five. It's the one that you're most excited about, and just start writing. Just start writing and don't worry about editing. Don't worry about how it sounds. Just write. Like, just throw up on the page and not like literally throw up, but just like write as much as you can. Let your brain and your creativity spill out. That's one of the best tips I heard, because when I first started, like I said, I was met with all these hurdles, and I was, you know, essentially why I did that was because I was trying to edit along the way. I was trying to make every word and every paragraph and every page the best and the final edit. And that's that. You shouldn't do that, because the writing side of your brain is different than the editing side of your brain, and you know, the creativity part and the sort of analytical part. And so you want to separate those things. And when you're writing, just be creative. Like, I know a lot of people who actually take out the delete key of their keyboard, so it forces them not to delete. And yes, most of that stuff you're probably going to delete in the end, but what comes out of that sort of free flow, free mind type writing is some amazing stories and amazing things that wouldn't have come to mind if you were editing along the way. So give yourself a chance to be free when you're writing in these different sections. And again, narrow that focus to that one part. And even in that one part or that one chapter, you can break that chapter down into different stories or points or studies or case studies, and then just focus on that one thing. The one thing, speaking of that, is a great book that I recommend everybody pick up, especially if you're a writer. That and Bird by Bird by Anne Lamont are perfect for book writing. The one thing in general is just amazing. It's by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan, and it's really changing my life. And I actually mostly listen to books now, but I started to read this at Barnes & Noble, and I picked it up, and I have it right here. Like, you could, I don't know if you could hear the pages, but this is the one thing, the book, the one thing right in front of me, so I can always see and be reminded to just always focus on that next task, because it's so incredibly important to do that. So the same thing with your book writing. Focus on that next chapter and focus within that chapter on that next section, and it's going to help you go through this book. So those are some suggestions I have for you. Some tools to help you. Again, like I said, MindMeister.com is a great one for mind mapping, MindJet, and I think there's another one called FreeMind as well. You could just use a pen and paper too if you'd like. I also have a few other resources here for you. I mentioned eBooksTheSmartWay.com. There's a tool I used to organize the book as I was writing it, and this was my book Let Go, which was a little bit easier to write because it was from personal experience, but also because I had a lot of those great tips that I just shared with you from other people. Scrivener, S-C-R-I-V-I-N-E-R. And it's a great tool that will help you organize your book writing, and you know, whether you're doing fiction or nonfiction. It just is completely helpful for separating chapters and getting a huge overview of your book and then narrowing it down into that one focus like you need to. There's a great course out there by a guy named Joseph Michael that I recommend. So you could check that out. He's also known as the Scrivener Coach. And if there's there is a little bit of a learning curve there in terms of using that software, but they have a great tutorial that goes along with it, or you could use the Scrivener Coach, again, Joseph Michael, to help you out. And that is completely helpful and will help you with organizing your book and making it easy to sort of format into whatever you need to be for Amazon or whoever's going to use it and whatever format you go to after. So I mentioned, what were the books I mentioned? The One Thing by Gary Keller, Bird by Bird by Anne Lamont. And I have a few podcast episodes that I've done for the Smart Passive Income podcast that you could check out related to book writing and book marketing as well. Because obviously after you write it, you're going to market it. But I'm very happy to hear that you've created your Facebook group just like I did. That was completely helpful. That ambassador group is still going strong. It's actually about 7,500 members now. When I launched Let Go, it was under 1,000, but it has since grown. And so I'm ready I'm about ready to start writing my next book and use that group as a great resource as well. But here are three podcast episodes from the Smart Passive Income podcast that you can listen to help you with your book writing. Number 79 with Jeff Goins. And that one's really special because it was actually a two-part podcast. The first part was before Jeff gave me, or during that first part, he gave me a bunch of launch strategies for marketing my book. And then the second half was after I launched and sort of his assessment of the launch and, sort of a before and then after situation in that podcast. So again, that's number 79. You could find it at smartpassiveincome.com/session79. There's also number 42 with Johnny Andrews, which is a great Kindle book marketer, and he writes and outsources a lot of books. And so he talks a lot about the book writing process there as well for Kindle specifically. And then also the recent one with Steve Scott, number 124. So smartpassiveincome.com/session124 for Steve Scott, who's also making a killing on Kindle right now. So 79, 42, and 124. Cool. So, Carrie, thank you so much for that question. Hopefully that answer is helpful to you and everybody else out there who's looking to start writing a book, or maybe you've written one already and you've gotten somebody to kick you in the butt to do another one, which is awesome. So whatever the case may be, hope it was helpful for you, Carrie. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way as a result of having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on Ask Pat, just head on over to AskPat.com. I also want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com. Again, cloud accounting for everything going in and out of your business financially. It is easily accessible on your mobile devices as well with actually an award-winning app. And you can get it for free. Not get it for free, but you can use it for free for a little bit. There's a free trial. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, millions of small business owners are using it, and you should definitely check it out. Don't continue to use Excel or some sort of generic software. FreshBooks is where it's at. So getfreshbooks.com and then ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section. Thanks again for listening to the show. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from John F. Kennedy. He says, "Once you say you're going to settle for second, that's what happens to you in life, I find." Never settle for second. Cheers. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.